Welcome back. 419, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Washington Times political editor Stephen Dinan. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Well, I got up this morning, I was checking the headlines, and I saw Boston bomb cases findings may delay Senate immigration legislation, and then I see you posted a story a little while ago about Rand Paul speaking out. What's the latest?
So we're starting to get, I guess, more voices on both sides of this question, and it's turning into a very real question up here on Capitol Hill about exactly how much impact the Boston bombings will have on this push. Rand Paul is particularly interesting because he had come out earlier this year saying that he supports some sort of legalization, though he has his own vision for how that should happen. Mm-hmm. Very different, actually, from the bill that we've now seen from the gang of eight senators. But regardless, the immigrant rights community actually was very intrigued to see Rand Paul say earlier this year that he supports legalization, and they thought that was a real shot in the arm. Today, he essentially, you know, he certainly didn't walk back his commitment to the issue, but seemed to throw up a number of different roadblocks, saying that there are, he has a whole bunch of different questions about various immigration programs that we have, including the refugee and asylum system, including how we currently check the for entry and exits, and the student visa program. And he said that it's important for the government to get a handle on, first of all, what happened in Boston, and second of all, whether changes to any of those programs are needed post-Boston before we move on to this legalization bill. So overall, his input today is that he's joining those who say, let's take a go-slow approach and make sure we learn the lessons from this awful event that just happened. Now, having said that, the folks on the other side are mounting a very serious effort to try and stop the go-slow approach, essentially, and say, no. In fact, passing this immigration bill will make us more safe, and so that's the reason. They aren't exactly saying we should do it because of Boston, but they're not that far away from saying that either, saying that the only way to give law to weed out a whole bunch of people that you don't want to worry about anymore is to grant them legal status, and then you can actually go after those that are still left out who didn't apply, who you think you want to go after.
Yeah, see, that's the problem that I have with, you know, quite a few of these politicians over the weekend came out and said, look, you know, we want the 11 million to come out of the shadows. And my thought is, well, we're going to have a million of them still hanging in the shadows. And so we're still going to have a problem because these are going to be the bad guys that won't be able to qualify for legal status. They're going to stay here, and they're going to continue to do things illegal.
Yeah, you know, and this is the fundamental question about the bill, is, and you can have folks who absolutely come down on both sides of this, and the answer is there is, we do not know what the correct answer is, but it absolutely makes a lot of sense to think that, one of two things, what you just said is entirely possible. The other thing is that we know that there's a ton of fraud in all of these immigration categories, and the 1986 amnesty, there were a bunch of people who got legalized who had no business getting legalized. Fraud was, in double digits for that program, and there are all sorts of post reports done afterwards that found criminals got status that shouldn't have. So who knows? Given the terrorist environment, though, there are some people who say it's inevitable that if you go through a broad legalization program, there are going to be people not who don't stay in the shadows, who take their chances in order to try and get legalized. You know, who knows what's happening? Say you had a cell of folks here, you know, 15 folks in that terrorist cell, maybe half of them decide they'll take the stay in the shadows routine, and the other half decide to test their luck and see if they can get through. You know, who knows? But given the rates of fraud and the possible problems with how difficult it is to detect these folks, who knows how many of them might end up getting legalized and on a path to citizenship? And, you know, if there is one lesson from Boston, and we'll have to see exactly what more we find out about the FBI interviewing the older brother and the applications for citizenship and whatnot, but obviously these folks who would go on, apparently, you know, allegedly, to bomb the Boston Marathon did come through our immigration system.
Mm-hmm. You know, yesterday I was watching some of the talking head shows, and I don't know why. I guess I just can't stand it. I have to torture myself on Sunday.
On Sunday? It's a day of rest. That's probably the least.
Hey, what are you talking about? You were on C-SPAN Sunday. What are you talking about?
That was taped on Friday, so I feel okay about that.
All right, so Dick Durbin comes out, and this tells me something. When a senator blurts out, well, doing nothing is worse. So what does that tell you about this legislation? It's slightly better than worse?
You know, there are so many different ways to parse that. And this does come down to one of the fundamental things here, which is that the Obama administration is not, and we talked about this before with the numbers last week, the Obama administration is not really deporting rank-and-file illegal immigrants here. So they are in a current de facto amnesty. And this goes back to the argument that those folks make, is that if you don't go ahead and proactively legalize most of the 11 million who would get legal status, then you leave, police have to go through and sort through all 11 million if they decide that that there's a problem, potential terrorist problem within the illegal immigrant community or something like that. So their argument is legalize them and get 10.8 million of them out of the way, and then you can focus on 200,000 or so that are left. We already talked about the fact that you're probably going to end up legalizing some folks that you would have preferred not to have legalized. But, beyond that, I just don't know that you really do get that much better focus. I mean, if we're not really going after illegal immigrants right now, when we do have de facto amnesty, I don't know why legalization and having a smaller population actually is any better. Because according to the administration, they're only going after the toughened and hardened criminals right now. So if we already have de facto amnesty, we should already be as safe as we can be on this. So at that point, it's not a matter of safety. It's a matter of fairness or a matter of compassion. But I don't know that the argument that this makes us more safe really gets you very far. Unless they're talking about the border security provisions, and then you could just argue, well, why don't we just do the border security without the legalization? The question is, does legalization itself make us more safe? And that's a problematic argument. I can see the reasons why they could argue that, but it's not a clear-cut winner.
For the moment, are we still on track with this legislation to move forward? Or the overall plan, I guess it's got to be sold to a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, for the moment, we are certainly going to see. The Senate is holding hearings as we speak right now. They have another hearing with Janet Napolitano tomorrow, and they will continue. The Democrats control the Senate, and all the top people have said they see no reason to put this off in light of Boston. So they will continue, whether it peels some Republicans off from supporting it. When it comes to the floor, will be interesting to see. And then what it does for House Republicans is entirely different. And we'll have to wait and see what John Boehner says about this. What this goes up against is this huge desire from Republicans on Capitol Hill to just get rid of this issue hopefully get it off the table for the next two decades or so. That's pretty powerful right now, and I'd say right now, at least from the politics of it, that probably outweighs concerns over Boston bombing for most of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, one final thing, and I don't even know if you're up to speed on it, but I'm assuming that you've heard Harry Reid may try to ramrod through some type of internet sales tax bill.
Well, so it's ramrod's probably this is a bill that's been hanging around forever, and it's been debated for quite a while, and it actually has substantial support from at least some Republicans. I imagine if it does get through the Senate, and I suspect right now I'd say it probably does. I bet it'll certainly clear 60 votes, and might clear 65, 70 votes.
Wow.
So this is basic legislating, and it's something where you actually have, it's more geographic differences than party differences, and so it should be an interesting debate. It's I wouldn't say it's a partisan thing as much as it is just a real question of good, honest, solid policy and what the right policy is. And if we actually have that debate on the floor, we might get back to what Congress used to be rather than everything being partisan.
I you've explained it better in the past 30 seconds than I've heard all day, so so good for you. All right, Stephen, as always, thanks for your help. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Take care. Stephen Dinan, Washington Times political editor. It is 4:28, 7:30 a.m., and 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.